Matthew chapter 14 tonight. The Bible said this in verse number 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. When the evening was come, he was there alone. The ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves. The wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." He said, "Come," and when Peter was come out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" When they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Father, we love you tonight. Thank you, God, for loving us. God, I pray that you'd meet with us around the Word of God. This is the most important time. We take the Word of God and break the bread of life out of the Word of God and pass it around. Touch my lips, God, to say exactly what needs to be said tonight. I pray, God, that you'd strengthen every saint of God that hears the message both tonight and later on. God, I pray if there's anyone lost that hears this message, I pray, God, dear Spirit of God, that you bring them to the place of realizing there is but one Savior, and His name is Jesus Christ. And God, that they would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to be their Savior. Father, I raise my hand to Thee and I bless Thee. God, I worship Thee, Thou art my God. And unashamedly, as best I know how, I praise Thee. For God, you're worthy of praise and honor and glory. Help us now tonight, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
There is no more troubling scene than that of a person who has sunk. And we see the face of one made loathsome by iniquity. We think at once it used to be a countenance full of peace and joy. When we hear of somebody who bore an honorable name, but maybe now they're in the depths of degradation and shame. It is one of life's most piteous spectacles. I was interested how God was laying out the songs. Nobody talks about them, but God does it when He's moving on the service. I appreciate Sister Amy Cottle singing, and she's saying God won't fail her because her house is built on the rock.
Amen.
There's a story told of a dear Christian lady who was near her death, and the minister came to visit her. He softly asked, "Sister, are you sinking?" She looked at him in disbelief and said nothing again. He said, "Sister, are you sinking?" She still could not believe that he would ask such a question. Summoning all of her remaining strength, she raised herself up a little bit on the bed and said, "Sinking? Sinking? Did you ever know a person to sink through a rock?" I'm glad tonight if you're on the Lord Jesus Christ, you can't sink too low. Thank God for the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. Message here tonight, though, I don't want to preach on those who've sunk to the bottom. I'm going to pull out a phrase out of this passage and work on it with you and I a little bit tonight. The Bible said this in verse number 30. He saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and watch this now, beginning to sink. Beginning to sink. I want to preach on that phrase tonight. There's a lot of sinking going on in our world. There's a lot of homes that are sinking. There's a lot of families that are sinking. Individual lives that are sinking. I've carried the burden of one pastor for about 3 weeks now. It's about crushed my soul as I've watched as his marriage is sinking, his ministry is sinking. I got a text last week from another pastor as his marriage is sinking. There's a lot of sinking going on around us in this world. I want to bring out several things quickly and I'll give you some points. I want you to notice that Peter began to sink because he was in a storm. You can't decide. You can't decide whether you're going to have a storm or not. It just happens. And I understand that nobody in their right mind would pick a storm to hit their line. But storms come upon every one of us. It's often, though, in the storm that that person loses their footing with God. It's often in a storm that a Christian loses their walk with God, that their devotion begins to fall by the wayside. You'll see them doing well in church. Everything's going fine. And then a storm comes up on their life. It ain't got nothing to do with God. God probably didn't even send it their way. But you'll find in a little while, they'll quit coming to church. They might come 1 week and then 3 weeks. And before you know it, they're out. Before you know it, they're not even talking to God anymore. What happened to them? A storm came on their life. And they saw. The storm had carried these disciples in their boat way out into the midst of this lake, 6 to 7 miles out into the out of the lake here, and they're battered with waves. They're tossed side to side. They're bailing water out and they're losing ground with that. The sails are whipping in the wind. The mast is groaning with the pressure of the storm. The rudder has lost its ability to even guide the little craft. All hope is gone. And Peter here right with them. And the storm is everywhere and is surrounding him. How many times have we been in a storm and it's caused us to lose hope? It's caused us to lose ground. He's in a storm and trouble has hit his life. How many times have you had trouble with your job, trouble with your home? Things are changing around you. Storms are going on all around you, and you can't do anything about it. Peter is beginning to sink because a storm is all around him. But I tell you tonight, no matter what your storm is, God is able to bring you through. You ain't got to sink all the way out.
No.
You ain't got to go down.
That's right. That's right, preacher.
I got to move on. Let me move quickly. I want to see the second thing about Peter is he began to sink because the trouble around him became real. You can go for a while without it affecting you. But at some point, it's going to affect you. And you might be one tonight that it is drastically affecting you.
Come on,
you might be one tonight who's you're good and okay. You're moving along. But at some point, it will affect you. Peter began to sink because the troubles around him became real.
Right.
He was doing great spiritually. He was walking on water. Wouldn't you say that? That's pretty good, ain't it?
Amen.
Better than you and I've ever done.
Yeah.
He's doing great spiritually.
Yeah.
He's running well for God. He's vibrant and he's zealous.
Right. Yeah.
But he began to sink because the troubles became real to him. You might be doing good with God tonight, but if you're not careful, you'll let the troubles get a hold of you.
Yeah.
Good troubles bring you down. Sometimes the very worst comes upon someone who is giving God their all.
Yeah. Amen.
Notice that Peter is in a great feat of faith. He has stepped out like no man has ever stepped out. He is putting his faith to work. He is stepping out on his faith for God. Having walked on the water, I'm talking about some great faith tonight, a great effort of faith. But here he is in his great feat of faith, his great act of faith, and the troubles become real to him.
Yes, amen.
And if you're going to do something for God, you can expect the troubles to come against your life. And if you're not careful, they'll become so real, you'll begin to sink.
Amen.
Yes, sir, preacher.
True.
He's pursuing Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, he's heading right to him. You can't preach nothing different. He's not walking off this way or that way. He's walking exactly where he asked he could walk. Directly to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And in the middle of that walk, those troubles began to take hold around him.
Yeah.
Did you think it'd be a smooth path if you tried to do something in faith for God?
Come on, preacher.
Did you think it's going to be easy to to live for God? Did you think that it's just going to be a bed of roses? That you decided, I'm going to live my life for God, and boy, it's all going to be wonderful. I'm telling you, there's troubles that come with that. He landed in a storm. He had absolutely no safety nets. If you're going to do something for God, He's going to bring you to a place one day. Where there are no safety nets.
Yes, sir.
And the trouble becomes real.
Yeah.
I want you to notice number three, that Peter began to sink when he was almost to Jesus.
Come on.
I don't see Jesus taking any steps to get him in your passage.
Wow.
He was right at Jesus when he began to sink. How often have we come just shy of the goal? And it's right there that we fail.
Yes, many times.
How many have gotten so discouraged? Well, I thought I was going to live my life for God, and it just ain't got no better.
Come on,
so I'm going to quit. And you're right there at Jesus' feet. Peter was practically at his goal. He has to come to Jesus. Yet many get to that place and they become discouraged. They get filled with fear, exhaustion, and weariness causes them to quit before they reach the goal.
Yes.
You don't want to notice this out of the passage that Peter began to sink alone.
Come on.
Ain't nobody else there. Peter's alone. The other disciples are back in the ship.
Yep.
Yeah. Two things I want to bring out. If Satan can isolate you, he can devour you.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
If he can get in your mind and work in your mind and bring you to a lonely, despairing state, he can devour you.
Yes, sir.
Peter sank alone. There are some here tonight and you're sinking and you're alone in it. Nobody's aware of the burden you're struggling with. Nobody's aware of the heart you're battling with. And you're sinking. The second thing I want to bring out about that is pursuing God is a lonely journey. It is the truth that when a man seeks more of God, when a person seeks a deeper relationship with God, when a woman goes after a nearness to God, that they will make the trip alone. Someone once stated, the closer you get to God, the more lonely you become.
Yeah.
You might even be in astounding feats of great faith, like walking on the water, but you'll be all alone in it. Nobody can have the faith for you.
That's right.
And very few will understand the faith that you're walking in.
That's right.
The thing that you're after in faith. You're alone. And in that loneliness, Peter began to sink. During the 30 years war in the 17th century, German pastor Paul Gerhardt, his family were forced to flee their home. One night, as they stayed in a small village, he and homeless and afraid, his wife broke down and cried openly in despair. To comfort her, Gerhardt reminded her of scripture promises that God's provisions and keeping were real. Then going out to the garden to be alone by himself, he broke down and wept. As he felt his very darkest hour come upon him. It was soon after that Gerhardt felt that burden lifted. And a new sense of the Lord's presence in his life. Taking his pen, he wrote a hymn with these words, "Give the winds thy fears, hope, and be undismayed. God hears thy sighs and counts thy tears. God shall lift up thy head. Through waves and clouds and storms, he gently clears the way. Wait thou his time, so shall the night soon end in a joyous day." It is often the darkest times in our lives that God makes His presence most real and known to us.
Right.
Our suffering and trouble. our only source of strength, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter sunk alone. You alone tonight? I mean, you're one of the saddest worldly songs, worldly lines I've ever heard in my life. She said, I'm surrounded by people and I'm standing here all alone. When Jesus began to work on Peter's behalf, he calmed the soul. And you'll not find a calmness in your life until you get to the place where Jesus calms your storm.
That's right.
That's just a statement, and we can all repeat to each other. But when you're in the storm, and you begin to see the troubles, and you realize that you're all alone in it, you begin to sink, and it's right there at the feet of Jesus. If you're not careful, you'll quit on God. But I'm telling you, if you'll just stay the course, if you'll just stay steady with God, in a moment, in a time, Jesus Christ, like that, will calm the storm.
Amen.
Jesus begins to work on Peter's behalf. He calmed the storm. None of that, he caught the sinking one.
Yeah.
You can take out your social media and Facebook everybody you want about your problem, and you'll still have the problem tomorrow.
Right.
Oh, you'll have 30 different ways of fixing it.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's got an opinion on how to fix it.
Right.
Till it's their storm, and then they're looking for somebody to help them.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
But I'm telling you, when you get to Jesus, when you just keep steady in that storm, yet whatever that problem, whatever that trial, whatever that loneliness, whatever it is, you just keep steady toward Jesus. When he gets ready, he catches the sinking one.
Yeah.
Then the third thing I notice that Jesus does here is he carries the falling.
Yeah.
I don't see anywhere in here where Peter, after he began to sink, went back to walking on the water. You see that in there? Reminds me, the old man of God, Willard Thomas, the great poet. He wrote a poem called Footprints in the Sand.
Yeah.
You've seen it, and at the bottom of it, it says author unknown. I knew he had written it as a boy. I knew about it. I asked him about a few years ago. I said, preacher, he loved my family. We loved to be around him. I said, preacher, how did that poem get taken from you? He said, as a young preacher boy, I used it in a message in a meeting, and another preacher wanted it, and my pastor told me to give it to him, and he took it and he published it under an unknown name. But Willard Thomas wrote about how that when life was going good, he said, boy, I could see two footprints. We were in fellowship together, God. But then the troubles came. He said, I looked back and every time there was trouble, it wasn't but one set of footprint. How come you forsook me? Where'd you go, God? And you know the story and the poem theme. And God says to him, hey, it wasn't that I forsook you. It's that I was carrying you. You didn't know it, but I was carrying you. When Peter began to sing, God, Jesus, pull him up out of there. You don't see Peter walking on the water from there. You see Jesus and him stepping into the boat. How'd he get there? Jesus picked him up, walked him over into the boat. I'm telling you tonight, help is on the way. It won't put on God.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Good preaching.
This won't preach. I'm done right here. Look at verse number 30. But when he saw the wind boisterous, come on, lady, I'm going to get done. He was afraid and beginning to sink. Watch this now. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. Here's the message. When you realize you're beginning to sink, cry unto the Lord as you're beginning to sink. Peter cried while he couldn't deliver himself. He couldn't stop his own sinking. yet he cried. Peter cried because he was losing his ground. He didn't wait until he was under it. He didn't wait until he hit rock bottom. He cried out to God as he was beginning to sink. You don't have to go all the way to the bottom. You don't have to child of God. You don't have to go to the hog pen.
Right?
You don't have to go to complete despair and loneliness. If you're lost tonight, you don't have to go to hell. Thank God. If you cry out while you're beginning to sink, you'll never have to face the bottom. Himself slipping, felt himself falling. He felt the tug of gravity pulling under him, his footing giving way beneath him. Is that you tonight? It is in that moment that you better cry. When you feel yourself slipping back, you feel yourself giving way back to your anger, back to your bitterness, back to your anxieties, back to your drinking, back to your lust of your eyes, perhaps just dabbling in foolish fleshly desires, whatever it is. When you feel yourself sinking, it's right then and there that you cry. Because if you don't, in a little while the waters will overwhelm your head and it'll pull you straight down to the bottom. When you're in a storm, cry out for God. When the troubles come against your step of faith, cry out to God. When you feel like quitting, cry out to God. When you feel all alone, cry out to God. Cry out to Jesus for a rescue. We talk about He's the answer. He is the answer. You're going to have to cry out to Him. Get desperate for God. We need to cry out for ourselves. We need to cry out. Our children are sinking. Your son, your daughter is sinking. You cry out. You need some healing tonight. We need a grace to endure tonight and rise above. Cry out while you're beginning to sink. We don't like to cry out. We cover up our current status of sinking with religious rituals. We conceal our present sinking with a smile and a mask. But we're dying inside. Our heart is overwhelmed. What area of your life are you sinking in? Where are you sinking in your heart at? Mark chapter 6, in the middle of the storm, all the disciples cry out. There's the winds and the waves are coming against him. Jesus walks out, looks like a spirit to them, and the Bible said they cry out. He said, "Be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid." I'm telling you, humanity's in a storm. Our families are in a storm. Our communities are in trouble tonight. We're sinking. Somebody cry out. Claire Luce said this: there are no hopeless situations. There are only people who have grown hopeless about them. We need help tonight. The Bible said Peter was doing good. Can I paraphrase the story? He's doing good. And all at once, he began to sink. If you're lost tonight, life might be going okay. Maybe tonight you're going to get a buzz. Maybe tonight you're going to put a little liquor in. Maybe tonight you'll do a needle in your arm or you'll sniff some dust. And you'll say, "I'm doing good." But when that psychedelic thrill is over with, and you're puking your guts around the toilet or in a ditch, somebody don't even know where you're at. You wake up in a house full of just all kinds of wickedness and wicked people, and you don't even know how you got there. It's time to cry out to God.
Yeah.
Don't wait another minute. Amen. It's in and there that you say, "Lord, save me." Yeah. If you're a child of God tonight, you got troubles, you got trials. It's like letting a vehicle go. I put that stupid van out there. It's cost me so much money, and other people put money into it. It's probably one of the worst investments I've ever made in a vehicle. Right now, I drove all the way from Tennessee to here. Something's going on in that light left front tire, and I put it in the shop. I said, something's wrong. He said, we didn't find nothing wrong. I said, well, I reckon when my tire rolls off, I got to hear from my family in here. We'll find out what's going on. You can't leave a vehicle to itself and it's broke down. Eventually, it's going to really cause a problem. And tonight, children of God, we've got problems in our lives. We've got struggles in our lives. But I'll tell you something, your Savior is still real. And He's still right where you headed for Him. He's still there. If you just cry out, don't sink to the bottom. Cried out, Lord, save me. If you don't cry out for yourself, nobody else is going to.
Amen.
If you don't cry out for your children, who else is going to?
That's right.
Don't cry out for your grandchildren, who else is going to? Nobody. Don't cry out for your church, who else is going to?
Nobody.
God's people need to get our cry back.
Yeah.
We're beginning to sing. Let's stand by our heads. Father, we love you tonight. Thank you, God, for loving us, Father. Lord God, I pray that you'd help every heart here tonight. Lord, it is no stretch to make the statement that everybody in here tonight's got problems. Everybody in here's got a struggle. A storm is going on. Father, our whole earthly life is flipped all upside down these days. I pray, God, you'd help every child of God to get a fresh, renewed hope. To not let their despair crush them, their heartaches crush them, but to cry out even tonight. We need not go to the bottom. We need not be washed out of this thing, as they say, because we let it overwhelm us to the point we couldn't find a breath. We couldn't see the sunshine anymore. I pray you'd help your children tonight. I pray you'd help the lost tonight. Tonight is the night to cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation from a destiny of hell, from a life of wickedness and despair. Help us tonight. They're singing, would you come tonight and cry out? Nobody knows. Remember that old spiritual, nobody knows the trouble I've seen? Nobody knows but Jesus. But He does know. Would you come bring your burden here tonight at the altars when the Lord come? Would you say, God, I need some help right here? Nobody knows I'm sinking in this place in my life, but you know it. Come on, folks are coming. Come on. Nobody knows, but you know, God. I'm not going to let it overwhelm me. I'm not going to let it bring me to the bottom. I'm not going to hit rock bottom. I refuse. I'm not going to let Satan get me all alone and work on my mind and work on my heart till He ruins my life. Cry out while you're beginning to sink. God, help us tonight. Get some help. You may need to bring a name of a loved one, a child, a grandchild, maybe a friend at work. Cry out for them. Nobody else is going to. You see them sinking. Cry out for them. Satan has his way. He'll sink every one of us into complete despair. Children of God, cry out. Say, God.
Does He save our
hands? Come on, folks, you're coming. Come on. Jesus has never moved in your life, child of God.
Jesus in His holy
You started out after Him, He's still right there. He's never moved. And He won't.
He'll not let my soul depart.
Cry out in your trouble, in your problem, cry out. He's right there with you. Right there for you. Are you saved? When did you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? You might be out of these houses tonight. Destroyed. Cry out to the only Savior. He's don't sink to the bottom. There's still something.
Christ profess, just his has been satisfied, he will be first, raised with him to end this life, he will hold me fast, till our faith is heard to sigh, when he comes.
Savior tonight.
I could never.
He's able to restore what was lost.
Through my fearful path.
Glory be
to
God.
For my love is often cold.
He's able to recover.
He must hold.
What was taken. He's able to. Cry out to him. He's able. That's the God of Savior. When he was beginning to sink,
Christ will be fast.
I will tell you, about you might be a rock bottom, or you might just ignore the message tonight and go all the way to the bottom. I can't say anything about all of us. The seed you'll sow and the reaping they'll come. Consequences. But I can't say this. I'm glad God is still God on the bottom. God is still God at rock bottom. Go ahead and cry out to God. David said he went down in my pit. Couldn't find a way out. Wasn't nobody going to help me. Somebody tell you you got saved or you're a child of God. I'm not talking about you being baptized. I'm not talking about how good you are. I'm talking about have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, the risen God man, Jesus Christ, to be your Savior. Is anybody in here saying, Brother Sean, I've never done that? I ain't going to embarrass you. I've never done that. Would you pray for me? I can't pray it for you. Nobody pray it for you. But the salvation prayer is simply something along the lines from your heart. God, I'm dying. I'm full of sin and I'm dying in sin. And I know it. God, I'm asking, would you save me? I'm asking for the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And that he conquered death, paid my sin debt, and rose again. That I might have life. And tonight, I'm believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
you've never done that, do that tonight. He is the saving Savior.
Amen.
Put your tablet.